COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOA News Time is 8:52. It is Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday. Leanne Kester of the Chase County Old School Development District joining us as we speak.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
I am great this morning.
Well, Leanne, thanks for joining us here today. I know last few times we've talked about the construction processes and the renovation processes for the old school project taking place last really several months now, but I wanted to flip the script and go with the events side of things because it sounds like your event calendar, especially here short term, is pretty active.
It is very busy this summer. We are just adding more activities all the time. You know, the second goal of our whole project was to develop this community center around this beautiful gymnasium that had just sat empty for all these years. So we are making the best of our facilities this whole summer.
And you have, the way it sounds, part of that is what, a fireworks sale that's underway right now? Even though Facebook doesn't like that?
Yes, for a second time. Yeah, we had a really successful sale last year. I think part of it is we kept being told over and over and over about our great prices. But in this weather, we have the benefit of you get to shop in air conditioning. So if you don't like wandering around a hot tent, we are the place to be. You can shop in cool leisure while you're over here at the old school. We are open today for the first day. From now through the 30th, we'll be open from 4 to 8. And then starting July 1st through the 5th, we'll be open from 10 to 8. And we've got it all spread out and unpacked and got a lovely variety this year.
That is outstanding. Unfortunately, the way it sounds, Facebook is not all that fond of the fireworks.
that has been weird. Yeah, we don't know what word is cueing them to kick us off, but the community has stepped up with all sorts of suggestions of like pop and bang or things like that to indicate that we are for sale. We just can't use certain words.
Understood, and that leads into the big fireworks show, which is taking place. I think it's a week from Saturday in Cottonwood Falls. If memory serves me correctly.
I think it's the 6th, if I remember
6th,
right.
I
wish I could quote that correctly.
I'll have to check that.
Which is always a really, we have a lovely display over here in Cottonwood Falls. So, and it's such a nice venue where they shoot it off across from the park and people sit around in the park. So, yeah, I'd encourage people to come to that too.
Outstanding. Well, what else do you have coming up here this summer as far as events/activities taking place and maybe even getting into the early fall time period, basically the back-to-school time period here in Chase County?
We have something, at least one thing every month. July 13th, we're having a silent disco for anyone that's ever participated in that. It is so much fun. This is being held out at Lake Cahola at the Cahola Cantina from 7 to 10 on July 13th, and you just rent your headsets, but other than that, there's no entry fee, and then they're going to have donations toward the old school. We have two brand-new events. One is August 23rd, one of my favorite groups in the entire world, the local female band Weeda Skirts, has offered to do a concert for us on August 23rd, and we're still working on the details of that. We want to combine it with a meal and make it a total event that reflects what a powerful group they are. If you haven't heard Weeda Skirts, I almost cry when I listen to them. Their harmonies are just gorgeous. And then September 12th, we're trying something new again. We are sponsoring the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus here on our property. We found out that they do lots of successful shows around small towns of Kansas and Oklahoma. Great reputation. So they will be here on September 12th. You can come watch the tent be raised in the morning, and then they'll have two shows at 5 and 7:30. So we hope people will put that on their calendars as a future thing to bring the kids to or bring the families to.
Indeed.
October 5th, we're repeating our 1K, 5K runs. And then October 25th and 26th, our very successful haunted house. So, yes, we are staying extremely busy over here at the old school.
Indeed, you are.
Indeed. How is the renovation process coming? Let me ask you that now.
At the older building, the one that will be apartments, is still on track to have apartments open the first of the year, have people in the apartments the first of the year. That is, watching the progress they're making is just astounding. They are just at it all the time, and we have, again, are just so pleased to be working with Frontier Development. We made a good choice, and that is working out well. Our renovations in our building are coming well. Each time we can afford anything, we do a new room. We paint a new room. We put a new ceiling in a room. We put new flooring in a room. So all of these events, that's the sole purpose of the events, is to please the community, support the community, and then to take the funds that we raise and put it right back into the development of the community center, the gymnasium. We don't want people to think that because we've got the one historic building under control, the other historic building, which is on the National Historic Registry also, is continuing to be renovated. And all the funds we can get are going straight into that.
Outstanding. Well, Leanne, anything else that you wanted to update us on here this morning?
Yeah, I think the last thing would be our major renovation is the air conditioning and heating of the gymnasium itself. We've been able to handle all the rooms around the outside but the gymnasium itself. And our local fundraisers just don't cover the $200,000 that is going to require. But we were accepted as part of Match Day this year. And the stronger funds that come through that are what we really need to achieve that last goal of getting heating and air conditioning in the gym. So if people will think of us as Match Day comes up, it would be put to great use.
All right. Great job as always, Leanne. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much for supporting us.
Yeah, Leanne Kester, Chase County Old School Development, and they are developing, aren't they, Chuck?
Boy, they are. Yeah. And, great to see that work taking place with apartments coming here in just a little bit and, you know, finishing out the community center side of things. And, fireworks again, now officially an hour and 45 seconds away from becoming legal for the period here for Emporia. But you can get those, for those of you in Chase County, you can get those in part through the Chase County Old School Development District and brighten up your fireworks for 4th of July.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc. Healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:58.
Riley's Fireworks, just 5 miles east of Emporia on Highway 50, is open and booming with hot deals. 1400 AM and 96.9 FM KVOE, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 will broadcast live Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Register to win.